This is a People First Radio podcast.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Coco Cafe is owned by Cedar Opportunities Cooperative, and its mission is to provide local employment, training, and socialization opportunities for people with developmental disabilities. Since opening in June 2011, the successful social enterprise has become a bustling community hub. Coco Cafe serves specialty coffees, soups, and sandwiches made fresh to order from scratch using local ingredients. Coco Cafe provided approximately 3,300 hours of supported employment in 2014, 4,400 hours of supported employment in 2015, and this year Coco Cafe projects an increase to 5,500 hours of supported employment.
The social enterprise has recently been selected as one of the top five finalists for the 13th annual Small Business BC Awards in the Best Community Impact category. Winners will be announced on February the 25th, 2016, at the Small Business BC Awards ceremony at the Pan Pacific in Vancouver. I spoke earlier this week with Coco Cafe's general manager, Melanie Cadden.
Melanie, can you give us a brief overview of how Coco Cafe came into being in the first place?
Well, Coco Cafe was started by four families. They all lived in the Cedar, Yellow Point, and Cassidy area, and they all had adult children with developmental disabilities. And the parents of these adult children were a little concerned that their family members may become isolated living in a rural area and with school being over and not as many programs or transportation. So they wanted to create a supportive work environment in their community that people with developmental disabilities could go to, and they would get training and employment, but also socialization opportunities was really important for them.
How has the cafe developed over time, and how has it been accepted by the community?
Well, the cafe was built by the community to start with. So there was a lot of interaction even before the cafe doors opened. Our cafe was like Emmanuel Holmes was the contractor and did everything, colonial countertops, donated all the countertops, Infinite Granite gave us nice, beautiful granite, and we had lots of people who were willing to help within the community in getting going. Now that our doors are open, we are a community. So people come in here daily, and they'll have their morning coffee or their breakfast. They'll meet up with friends, or they'll sit alone with the paper. It's just turned into one of those spots that people can go and really enjoy, and it feels like home when you're walking in. The cafe has really grown in the last, we're almost into our fifth year, and the cafe has gone from a really small, kind of quaint little place to a very busy, high-paced, full-on food service cafe.
And you have a pretty large staff. I read the article in the news bulletin. Apparently you have 33 full-time, part-time, and part-time employees. Tell us more about the people who work at Coco Cafe.
Well, Coco Cafe, we have 33 team members, 39 if you include the six volunteers that work with us. And then we have eight core full-time employees, and then we have the rest are either part-time. Some people might come in for 2 hours a shift, and some people might come in for 2 or 3 days a week. It really just depends on their level of abilities and how much work they're looking for our supported employees. So that varies depending on the person. And then basically we have our main support worker, Carmen Lines, who she organizes everybody and gets them into their training routines and keeps things moving forward in a progressive manner. And then we have two Red Seal chefs on the team, and our full-time baristas, and basically it's just your average cafe, but we have some extra people here.
You place a pretty heavy emphasis on skill development, from what I gather. Tell us a bit about that angle.
Well, basically, Coco Cafe is a training environment, so we want to give people as many transferable skills as possible. So we've actually developed, and we're in 2016, we've launched a 3-month or 100-hour work experience program, and that would bring our employees with developmental disabilities in for a 3-month period or 100 hours, whichever comes first, and they would rotate through every section of the cafe, so starting off with dishes and prep work and moving into more cooking and then over onto the brief. Kind of that sort of thing as well. So basically we are a training institute. We always want to make sure, maybe not quickly, but that's our mission. And so we always want people to be advancing. And so say somebody starts off and they're working in the dish pit, we want to make sure that they're moving on to prep items and other things like that so that they can be moving forward always and eventually be self-sustaining within a position in the cafe. And we've seen this now being in our fifth year, we've seen this happen with multiple employees where they go from needing a lot of supervision and a heavy amount of training to being able to come in and do shifts just by themselves and keep up with their workload. So it's really, really inspiring.
The cafe has been named a finalist for a small business award, a provincial award. Tell us about that.
Well, we are in the top 5 for BC small business in best community impact. This is a huge honor for the cafe. We're very, very excited. It's amazing. There's been a lot of blood, sweat, and tears that's gone into putting this place, and we were the first of its kind in North America, so there was not another cafe when we started whose main mission was to employ people with developmental disabilities. So we're groundbreaking. We're doing something that's completely new, and in the beginning it was, you know, a little bit of a juggle and struggle, and we're trying to figure out what's going to work and what's not going to work and how we're going to do this. And as we get into year 5, it's just been absolutely amazing to see the progression in some of our employees that have been here since the beginning and to see all of the difference. And it's really, really gratifying to be recognized by the BC Small Business Awards and to have them kind of, you know, validate that what we are doing is making a huge community impact.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I always just want to say thank you to the community for their support. COCO stands for Cedar Opportunities Cooperative, and the co-op has a huge amount of support from the community, and we're always grateful for that. Can't wait to see where we go.
Melanie Cadden, thanks very much for taking the time to join us, and also congratulations on the nomination for that wonderful award, and I hope you get it.
Thank you. I hope so, too. We go tomorrow to give our pitch, so wish us luck.
That was Melanie Cadden, General Manager of the COCO Cafe. COCO Cafe has recently been selected as one of the top 5 finalists for the 13th annual Small Business BC Awards in the Best Community Impact category. Winners will be announced on February the 25th, 2016, at the Small Business BC Awards Ceremony at the Pan Pacific in Vancouver.
COCO Cafe is a successful social enterprise. It's located in Cedar, just south of Nanaimo on Vancouver Island. The cafe provides over 5,000 hours of supported employment each year to local young people with developmental disabilities. Here's a great interview and a snapshot of what that supported employment means to one enthusiastic worker. You'll hear the voice of Amy, one of the many staff members down at Cedar's COCO Cafe, speaking with Kelly Robinson of Shaw TV.
Washing dishes might be a chore for many people, especially when it's at work on a Monday. But for Amy, this typical day at work is a dream come true.
I found something that no one else cannot even dream to have a job. To be someone like myself with developmental disabilities has a good chance to work and have a great time to find out that we have something that no one else can't do.
Providing inclusion and gainful work experience to people with developmental disabilities. The COCO Cafe has been operating in Cedar since June of 2011, and Amy has been working here since it all began.
You wouldn't believe how much I learned being here. The skills that we learned, things that we have done. I couldn't believe how much that I proved, not just to my family, to myself and people like myself. I learned to be a better worker and do my job, and be the best employee ever.
You bet, Sydney. Amy is full of energy. She's always got a smile. She loves to greet the guests. She's willing to do any job, whether it be rolling ham and cheese croissants or scrubbing the bathrooms. She's always game for it.
Right on. Mm-hmm. I'm in. I do all kinds of skills. I'm really good doing the dishes. One of my specialties. You name it, I can do it.
In the beginning, we're always, you know, training and showing over and over, and now she's to the point where she can show people how to do it and what to do.
It's this part, right to here, and she comes up.
She's just happy-go-lucky and always pleasant to be around.
Hey, great idea, Colin. Smart thinking.
She goes through her whole day with little guidance from any of us. We're always, where are you at now? And she knows exactly what she's doing.
Thank you, Rita. That's really nice of you.
There, this tube goes down there.
Dia, we got it from here.
Community support is essential to staying open in this small rural community outside of Nanaimo. But Cedar locals have fallen in love with the coffee, the food, and the people here at Coco Cafe.
Which one is the birthday girl?
Without the community, we wouldn't be here. Just like any business, you need people to be happy and walking through the door, but the community is amazing out here.
The Coco Cafe stands for Cedar Opportunities Cooperative, and memberships can be purchased. In Cedar, I'm Kelly Robinson.
That was audio from a 2013 interview first broadcast on Shore TV Community Television in Nanaimo. You can find Coco Cafe online at cococafe.ca. That's cococafe.ca.
People First Radio is an initiative of Vancouver Island Mental Health Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and broadcast on CHLY 101.7, radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the partnering organizations. Listen to People First Radio on demand. Just Google People First Radio to find our web pages.